Hello, guys. Welcome back to this week's episode of TGIF. Thank God it's forever. Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This here is Chaplain Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song, you'll know. It's me, hello, podcast land. Hello, guys. We are here. I ended up not being able to find my adapter, and my adapter goes to my headphone set, my Mackie headphones into my Mackie mixer, and my Mackie headphones come with its own 3.5 millimeter jack, but there's a half inch quarter inch jack that's copper, gold actually plated, and it screws on so it gets a better connection, so I couldn't find it. But I found my old one for my other headphones that I had, which were great headphones, actually. I would say I prefer those better than these, but these are good. These are good, they're not bad, and they work. So I'm not going to complain. But we got a special guest on the show here today, and it's my buddy and our mascot, Duke. Say hello, Duke. Say hello to the people's buddy. Yeah, the people say hi. If you can hear him in the background, that is our mascot, Duke. He does not like being in his carrier. I don't know why, because normally when you put a dog in the carrier, that means they're going somewhere. But he doesn't like it. Go figure that one out. So with that being said, let me grab my drink. I can't believe that I've been doing this almost 8 years now. Next year, when we have our wedding anniversary, me and the wife, it'll be an 8-year show that I've been doing so far. And it's amazing. It's truly amazing to talk to you guys each and every week on the show. But I never thought I'd be doing it this long. I mean, I thought at one point that I was going to be a great podcaster and I was going to be big and lots of people were going to listen to me. And I was going to have, you know, a Christian show and everything's going to be dandy and great. And it is. It's fabulous. It's dandy. It's great. It's everything. I have a Christian show and tons of people listen to me. So, I mean, I'm not going to complain, but hey, it's been a blessing to be here for the last almost 8 years, 7 years to be exact. It's about 7 years and some odd months. I know exactly when I actually started. I can find out when I started in just a few seconds while I take a drink. On a funny note, I went to my gas station today, Circle K, and they had no Diet Mountain Dew. So instead, I got a brisk, unsweetened iced tea with some sweetener in it. But you know what? God must not have wanted me to have that Diet Mountain Dew, that's for sure. Don't know why he didn't, but he did not want me to have it. That's why it's out of order. So, let me see when the first episode aired, which was me and Steve back in the day, me and Prophet Steve. And I actually might play a piece of that. Just the introduction is no longer there because I had to change the theme song back then, which was a great song. And Dr. Mike Savage, one of my people I listen to for podcasting. He's the only podcaster I actually listen to. I don't keep up with no other podcast but the Savage Nation. If you guys want to hear about the Savage Nation, I'll put the link in the description so you guys can get a feel for what it is. And it's a political thing. He's Christian. He does believe in God. But it's more of a political idea. And he's a great host. He brings God into his topics. And I love what he does. He's not for everyone, but I'll put his show's description link in the description for you guys. And then you guys can check it out. So here's the very first ever episode called Go Through's Past. 45 minutes and 3 seconds on July 27th of 2017. So, let me play a piece of this for you.
Hello, guys. This here is Chapel Andrew to teach you the unchangeable and unfailable Word of God. Listen for this theme song, you'll know.
Amen. Hey guys, welcome back to TGIF. And for those of you who listened with me before, welcome back. And sorry I haven't posted in a while. I've been quite busy and things have been happening. And as you can tell, we got a new upgrade. We got, not only we got the 45-minute service, but we also got the, you can hear my paper blowing in the wind. That's me freaking out. That's the new sound equipment. We got the new speakers, new microphones. We got new everything. We're doing what we need to do for God, and we're hoping that you will get something out of the message we got today. I won't tell you just yet what it is, but I'm going to play our selection of music today. It's called We Give Our Hearts to You by none only...
Well, there you go. There you go, guys. That was the first ever episode in 2017. So, let me reverse this. Go into my calculator for just a minute, and I'll tell you how long we've been on the show doing it live. So 2017, so 2021 minus 2017. We've been on, that's not right, four? No, wait a minute, I messed up. 2017. So I'm trying to figure this out. better idea. This way I don't have to worry about messing things up. Here we go. We'll do this. We'll do Google. Okay. There we go. So we got to figure this one out. So let's go to here. How many years ago is 2017? So yeah, it's been, 5 years since 2017, since I did that episode, but we've been on the show for almost 8 years. Reason why I say 8 years is because when me and my wife first got married, I just decided to do the show then. And I started out with two $5 microphones, real cheap $5 microphones, and a headphone mixer. And all it really did was just allowed you to plug in your headphones and so you can control volume. So they're louder, softer, what the case is. It really didn't do anything. So I reversed it and I used it as a microphone splitter at one point. But I had to connect all of my other stuff into it. It was challenging. But I did it on two $5 microphones and $35. I had $35 to spend, and I did it all with $35 or a little more on two $5 microphones and a cheap $20 some odd mixer and $6 a month to have 45 minutes. And now I'm doing it for 2+ hours some days. So let's get into a few. But brief announcements, starting with number one, you can always go to communitycloud222@gmail.com, spelled communitycloud222@gmail.com. And guess what you can do right there? Well, first you can send me all of your prayer requests. Even if you aren't shouted to on the podcast, that's a shout out. Send me your first name, your city, and your state, and I'll shout out to you on TGIF, where Jesus does most definitely and ultimately come first. This is a shout out to Mary Lou in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. Hello, Ma. That is a shout out. Be aware, guys, you can call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, excuse me, that's 1-302-448-TGIF. Where Jesus once again does most definitely and ultimately come first. Also, guys, sorry about that. Be aware, we're doing this week's episode of Outside the Classroom Wednesdays, and I got some exciting news for you. Dr. Scott, I'm not going to give it completely away, but Dr. Scott, let's just say it this way. There's going to be something special happening on the show on Wednesday night. On Wednesday, something special is going to happen. It ain't going to be live, of course not, but something special will happen on the show. And you guys are going to thoroughly enjoy it. I guarantee it. Because whatever we do on this show, you guys enjoy it no matter what. And I get tons of downloads. Don't get me wrong. I didn't get much last week, but that's okay. Things happen. You don't always get that every single week either. But thank you for the 28 people who downloaded me and listened to the show. But something special happened this week, and it's going to be amazing. It is going to be amazing with what happened. So with that being said, look forward to this week's episode of Outside the Classroom Wednesdays, where we take the message from outside the classroom to those who need the gospel each and every day. Also, guys, be aware we're going to be doing this week's episode of Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. Now, I am doing it. Pastor Lance did not do a Facebook Live with Ornissa, but he does do an EMI, which is still what I've been doing anyways to begin with. I started off his Facebook Live, and then when he stopped doing that for a minute, I then started his EMI chop and cut and paste in. So we can do that. So we're going to be doing his EMI service, which is going to be amazing, truly amazing service. And we're going to be putting that into the show, and we're going to be doing Kingdom Collaboration Thursdays. We never, ever, ever miss a beat with that show. Never. Also, guys, be vitally aware that we're going to be doing this week's episode of Worship Saturdays. We do nothing but praise, prayer, and worship. Just grab your favorite drink, relax in your favorite lounge chair, and enjoy the fabulous music we here have on the show. That's all we do is praise, prayer, and worship. That's Worship Saturdays. Also, guys, be aware that be aware that we are going to be doing the Rumble soon, just not yet. We're getting situated with Outside the Classroom Wednesdays even more. We got some special things coming up. One of them is this week alone. It's going to be truly, truly, truly amazing. And one thing that I want to say is that it's happening. It really is going to. It's just not yet. We got to situate some more stuff. And we got ministry happening in our lives. We'll have our own full-blown 100% ministry called God Forever Ministries. And you can go to godforeverministries.com when it opens, and you can check out our website and everything. It's going to be truly amazing what God's going to do in this. So we're situating that before we hit with the Rumble, but it will be happening soon. Be aware, guys, you can download that app. It is absolutely 100% phenomenal. And I'm going to just give you a brief description of what you can do with the app. I don't need to go in full detail. I always do, but you know now what it is. So if there's a few people who do not know what it is, maybe you're coming in for the first time, thank you for joining us today. It is truly a blessing. But what you can do on the app briefly is you can listen, like, subscribe, comment, and download every single episode. You can connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and email. Yes, email. You can send an email straight from the app. But I will say this. You got to click the email button, which is on the bottom right-hand corner of any page. Looks like an envelope. Then you got to click on your email client once the next window pops up. Click that always button. And then type in your message and hit send. So when you do that, the next time you go to that email, you click the button, it's that quick to the email. Don't have to do anything else. And you can DM us on Twitter, and you can view the Facebook page we got going on for the app. You can also do a Google search result at the bottom of the Facebook or the bottom of the Twitter page. Also, guys, you can view the four play buttons that we got going on 95.5 The Fish from Cleveland, Ohio, KJIC out of Texas, my former church, Evangel Christian Churches, and my former church, Portage Community Chapel. Now, one thing I want to say, with Portage Community Chapel, it's their abstract colored button. Just click on it. It takes you to their About Vimal page. Click on where it says videos and click on a video that does not say upcoming, and then click the play button. You're playing their videos. I only had to say that because it's a little more confusing than just Evangel's button, which takes you straight to where you need to go. Also, guys, my favorite part of the app is the portal chat feature. We can chat with everyone who owns that app. If 500 people own the app, you can chat with 500 different people around the world. You can send pictures, you can PM everybody, and all this great stuff. Now, to chat and PM everyone, you don't need an account. You don't need a login information or nothing. But just be careful. Just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean that they're Christian. The devil comes in as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Remember that. So be careful who you talk to. And if you find anything going on wrong, just text me and say, hey, you know, so-and-so was, you know, being inappropriate, dirty, you know, rude, racist, whatever the case is. And then I'll warn them. They do it again, same offense. I ban them for a week. They do it one last time. I ban them for indefinite. So that's just the rules, and that's how it goes. Force one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old boop, boop, ball, boop, boop, game, doom, doom, doom. So, yep, three strikes, and they're out, and that's the rules. So, but you do have to have an account to send pictures, and it's not very hard. Just click on the take a picture, save your camera roll, go into the app, click on the picture button on the bottom of portal chat, click on upload picture, click on the picture you want to upload, and then hit send. It's that easy. You're sending pictures. You can send links and all that stuff. I'm going to change the song in the portal chat, send a brand new link, put a brand new link in there so you can listen to a brand new song for the week. I'll probably do a song of the week on portal chat. It'll be fun. Do a song of the week. And it'll be one of the, I got a song right now I want to put on there, but we'll do the song of the week on portal chat. So you guys have one song a week that you guys can get to know and listen to and know the artist of the song. With that being said, that was Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL, available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Again, it's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. Again, available on the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoid Market. Now, ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. And she'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got that skill for your video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal. She'll say, welcome to or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our announcements for today. Let's get into our main song of the show, and it is entitled We Need by none other than one of the greatest bands you have on the show, the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. Enjoy We Need. To know
with your presence, O Lord. When God's blazing glory rains down, His light will shine on and on and on and on. So take us away, O Lord. We'll worship You.
There you go, guys. Oops, I'm so sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. So, let's do this. Let's set my phone down, grab my mouse. There we go, guys. That was We Need by none other than the K. Daniel Spirit and Truth Worship Band. And if Brian was alive today, Brian, we'd love and miss you. I would say to him, Brian, my Bible pages are not marked. I know. They should be, but they're not. So let's get into... I am so sorry. This devil's getting mad at me because I'm about to preach a word. A good word. And he wants nothing to do with this thing. So, we are going to preach it anyways. And devil, you can back off in Jesus' name. Our title of this message is The Mark of a Christian, of a True Christian. The Mark of a True Christian. Let me get my phone out and make sure that's fixed. Because I put in here the mark of a Christian. So our title of today's message is The Mark of a True Christian. Hi, buddy. The mark of a true Christian. And we saved it. There we go. Don't mind him. He does not like his carrier. I do not know why. He just does not. So, the mark of a true Christian. In this message, we will look at what it means to be a true Christian. Let's look at a few scriptures. Our first scripture of the message today. Excuse me, I got a lot of gas in my stomach area, and it's coming out as a burp. I'm sorry. Let's look at a few scriptures. Our first one is found in Luke 13:3. Let's go to St. Luke. And we're going to go to chapter 13. And then we're going to go to 3. There's chapter 12. Chapter 13, starting at verse 3. And Jesus answered and said to them, let me make sure my microphone's just right. Jesus, it says, verse 3 of Matthew 13. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Gentiles were worse sinners than all other Gentiles because they suffered such things? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And it keeps going. It says, I'll keep reading. Are those ...18 on whom the lower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all of you, all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? And again it says, I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So, the first thing that we're looking at is of being a true Christian. It says, I'll read it again. It's in several different, but unless you repent, you will likewise perish. So the first thing is that in order for us to be a true Christian, a true follower of Jesus Christ, we've got to what? Repent. Okay, I know I talk about this aspect a lot of repenting. And repenting and repenting and repenting. But it's absolute 100% needed. It is absolutely 100% needed. And I'll look this up real quick. Because we need to get this in here too. But, hold on. Let me see if I can find this real quick. Hold on. So, not finding exactly to a degree, to a T, but the Bible says to have a repented heart. Every day. Let me put that in there. Luke 17:3-4, I think this is. So watch yourselves if your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them, even if they sin against you 7 times a day. And even times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Okay, that's not the one I need, but someone needed to hear that. But It also says, repent and turn from all your transgressions. So there are lots of different scriptures that talk about repentance. But it says to have a repentant heart every day. It also says, repent, and sin no more. So the first aspect of it is, in order to know that we are a true Christian, we've got to have a repentant heart. Again, and I reiterate this in one of my messages, how can God use us if we're full of garbage? If we are full of garbage, how can God use us? Let me give a really crude example, okay? I'll give a really crude example. If someone's a drunkard, let's just say there's a drunkard. Nah, not a good idea. Let's do a different one. I'll give you a really crude example. The first example I was going to give you, because the second example that I was going to just give you is actually in the Bible in a different term, even though I'm right still to a degree. So let me ask you a question. If you're always on the internet viewing inappropriate pornography, and you're not supposed to, okay? You're a Christian, but you're viewing pornography. You're not supposed to, okay? So my question to you is, how can God use you in you got that junk in your life, that sin that's in your life? How can God use you when that junk is there? What does the Bible say? When Jesus went and died, he shunned his face from Jesus. And that, I know, is in the Gospel of John, I do believe. So I'll give you the exact scripture on that one. Here we go. Oh, I put race, not face. Sorry, guys. There we go. Yes, it says God turned his face when Jesus died on the cross. And so my question is, hold on. Let me do one last thing. So God turned his face from Jesus. He actually shunned his face. Now, one last thing. And then we are going to, I'm going to finish my little message here. There it is. Matthew 27:46. And I'll read that. Matthew 27:46-46. Describes the climactic moment when Jesus dies on the cross. Darkness falls over Israel and Jesus hangs near death. Jesus cries out the words, Psalms 22:21, which mean, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some nearby think he is calling to Elijah, the prophet, to come and save him. Jesus dies. So, I can't read that. This is my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. So, Jesus felt his Father, felt him in a different aspect. And the aspect was is that he shunned his face from Jesus. He literally turned his back on his son. The old song that called Rise and Love, he said he turned his back on his son, despising his sins. Now, why did God turn his back on his son? Was it because Jesus was a bad guy? No. Was it because Jesus did something wrong? Absolutely not. He actually did something good. But the reason why God turned his back on his son at that exact moment is because of this. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb. Jesus was the one that God gave up his son to die for man's sin. So Jesus didn't sin, but became sin for the world. He became sin for the world so that we could be free from sin. So you're thinking, well, why did he turn his face from Jesus if he just became sin? Because God, the Father himself, could not be around sin, can't be around sin, will not be around sin. There is no sin around God the Father. And to really draw that point out and to really make that, to show you that that is absolutely the truth, what about the rich man in heaven, in hell? What about him? Where he says, hey, have Elijah dip his finger in the cool water and let it touch my tongue, for I thirst. He also mentioned about, you know, tell my family about this, that, and the other thing, and they can't come here. They don't want to come here, blah, blah, blah. What was God's reaction to that? Because, see, God's reaction is that he can't be around sin. So what was God's reaction? I can't. For there is a great gulf between me and you. So what he's saying there is that that sin that you committed is causing a great gulf between us, and I can't. Literally translates, if you really want to translate to dumb language, to not dumb language, but dumb it down so everybody knows, I can't. Because you have sin around you right now because you sinned and went to hell. So I can't be around sin. So I can't dip a finger in cool water and let Elijah touch your tongue. Because no sin can be around me. God cannot be around sin. That's why at that exact moment, God turned his face from Jesus, right? So, the first thing that we must do is we must repent. It's the mark of a true Christian is to have a repentant heart every single day. Don't let no one tell you otherwise, because if you don't, it says right in his word, it says, if you do not repent, you will likewise perish. And see, God was comparing us to the Gentiles of the day. And if you listen to what it says, were the Gentiles worse than we were? He says, no. He says, furthermore, if you do not repent of your wicked ways, you will likewise, like the Gentiles, perish. Now, what does that mean? Perish means that you're going to die. Not only just a one death, but two deaths. See, to the Christian, there's one death. The death of the what body. But to an unbeliever or a backslider who doesn't repent and dies, there's two deaths. The death of the body and the death of the spirit. See, we're not here to fear the one who can kill the body. But one who can kill the body and the soul at the same time. And that's God. We need to fear him with a reverence fear and repent of our sins, because if we do not, then guess what happens? We will likewise perish. Does that mean we're worse than they are? No. Because sin is sin no matter what. It doesn't matter if you stole a piece of bubblegum or you murdered somebody or you looked at pornography or you got drunk. What do all those have in common? It's sin. It's the big S-I-N. There's no, well, he committed murder, so he's a bigger sinner than I am. I'm definitely going to make it. No. Whether you sin with or stealing a piece of bubblegum, lying, cheating on a test, even if you just tell a white lie to make it all better, sin. That is definitely a sin factor. And sin is sin. Now there is differences where, like, if you say something that you shouldn't have said, but you did that to remedy a situation because the devil's going to do something about it and take everything away, that's a different story. I mean, that's a different story. But Sin is sin no matter what you look at and how you look at it. Whether it's a piece of bubblegum or it's a $25,000 car that you stole or you robbed a bank, it's still sin. There's no degrees in sin. There's no, this is bigger than that, that's bigger than this, and that's tiny and small. No. That piece of bubblegum as a kid, if you stole a piece of bubblegum as a kid and you did not ask for forgiveness and you were a Christian and you died, you'd go to hell for it. Just as much as you would, and just as fast as you would if you murdered somebody. Because sin is sin no matter what you do. There's no difference between this and that. There's no this and that. It's only this, this, and this. The only that's are the actual sins that we commit. There's this sin, that sin, and that sin. There is no this sin, that big sin, that huge sin, that great sin, that small sin. No. There's this sin, that sin, that sin, and that sin. That's it. That's all there is to it. So the first thing we must do is The first thing to be a true 100% Christian to know that you are is to have a repentant heart every day. Our second scripture is in Psalms 97:10. Let's go to Psalms 97, verse 10. Proverbs. Psalms, there we go. We are going to go into 97, verse 10. So let's go down a little ways because we're in the hundreds right now. The Psalms is what they consider the mini Bible of the Bible because it's so big. And there's like, can't remember how many books there is. There's lots of them. It's a huge thing. But there is actually another book they actually consider the mini Bible of the Bible, which has got 66 chapters in it. Just like the Bible does. So 97. I went a little too far. There's 89. Let me say, the Old Testament is easier to read, but it's harder to find what you need to find. Because when you go into the New Testament, it's so much easier to find because the numbers are big and bold. In the Old Testament, they're not so big and bold. 99, there we go. 96, I think that was. 98. 97, yes, 97, starting at verse 10. You who love the Lord, hate evil, and preserves the soul of his saints. So you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. So the first thing that it says is, and this is what I need to look at right now. It says, you who love the Lord, hate evil. Let me say it again. You who love the Lord, hate evil. So the second thing that shows us that we are a true believer in Christ is that found in Psalms 17:10. Second, we must hate. And I got the word hate in parentheses, all capitals, with three exclamation points and three periods. We must hate sin so much that it makes our stomachs turn. It should be repulsive to us. Now, let me get to the next page because there's an example on the next page of what I mean by that. it should be repulsive to us. For example, like bad food. Question, ever smelled bad food and it made your stomach turn? That's the same way sin should be to you. That's the same way sin should be to you. How can God's Spirit live in you if you have sin in your heart? It can't. How can God's Spirit live in you if you have sin in your heart? Let me erase that because I put you instead of it. So, question is, how can God's Spirit live in you if you are full of junk? Again, like in the last scripture we read, which was, again, Luke 13:3, I said, how can God use you if you have junk in you? Likewise, how can God live in your heart if you're full of garbage? If you're full of garbage, how can God live in your heart? Let me give you an example. Here, there's a TV show called Hoarders, okay? Where they deem people's house to be unlivable, livable, blah, blah, blah. They help them clean up. But how do they live in a house full of garbage? They technically don't. They do, but what they do is it's very unsafe and it doesn't work right. And it's just, you know, that's the way God is. How can God live in you if you're full of garbage and junk? So how could God live in you if you're full of garbage and junk? And our third scripture, so I'm going to read this again. Let me get my computer back to the screen. There we go. So, like you ever smelled bad food and it made your stomach turn. That's the same way sin should be to you. How can God's Spirit live in you if you have sin in your heart? Like, here's a good example, too. Here's a really good example. Hi, buddy. You're doing a good job, Duke. So here's a good example. Sorry, I had to talk to the dog for a minute so he knows that I'm still here and that he can calm down for us. But I just lost my train of thought now. So the second thing we must do is hate sin. We must hate sin. And one thing I want to say is sin smells. Sin smells like garbage. Why? Because garbage is what sin is. Sin is garbage, and it smells. You ever noticed how you can find someone who takes a shower every day of the week, but yet they smell for some reason? They have an odor upon them? Duke? Hi, buddy. Sin smells. You can smell unrighteousness on somebody. You can smell their unrighteousness. And it's just the way it is. Sin smells as bad as garbage does. So, let's get into our next scripture. And our next scripture is found in Matthew 22:37. Let me get my phone out of here. Matthew 22:37. Hold on. Our next scripture is found in Matthew 22:37. So let's go to Matthew 22:37. Matthew 22, starting at verse 27. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be? Wait, am I in the right spot? No, we're in the wrong spot. Hold on, buddy. We're in Matthew 22:37. That's why. I am so sorry. That dinged like that. Well, my wife's texting me. Hold on. Hold on, buddy. Okay, we got to turn this on here for Do Not Disturb, so when she does message back, it doesn't go to anything. So let's do this. Okay, hopefully this stops stinging. Hold on just for a minute, guys. So, our last scripture, and hopefully it does not ding on the computer. If you guys are hearing that, I am sorry. Matthew 22:37. So 22, and we're going to go to verse, where are we at here? 34:37. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." So, that ends our scripture readings. I'm going to have to take him outside in just a bit while we play a song or two. So we're going to have to switch up songs for a minute. Because one song I was going to play next, I love. So we're going to move this up. And hold on, buddy. We're going in just a minute. Let Daddy finish talking to the peoples. So, our last scripture, which is found in Matthew 22:37, we must finally love God with all of our heart, with all of, not a piece of, but all of our heart, soul, and mind. If we can't love God with our whole heart, soul, and mind, how much more can God love us? See, it's a thing that I like to call, and I said this to Mr. T today at work, because he said, "Well, we're not supposed to talk about religion around here." I said, "Mr. T, I'm not in religion, I'm in relationship." And that's the key to it. It's not a religious thing, it's a relationship thing. So we need to be in what? We need to be in what? Relationship. So we need to be in relationship with God, not religion. And see, with that relationship thing is what we need to be in. And if we can't love God, how much more can God love us? We can say we love people, but hate. We can't say we love God and don't love people, but we can't say we love everyone, but don't love God either. That don't make sense. See what I'm saying? Hold on, buddy. So we need to be in that relationship. And that's the key, is relationship. See, the biggest thing in our walk with God is, yes, repenting is great. Okay. Yes, hating sin is wonderful. But relationship with God is the key. You can't get to heaven if you don't have relationship. You can repent till you're blue in the face. You can hate sin till you're blue in the face. But you know what? If you don't have a relationship with God, you ain't go nowhere but straight to hell. You will likewise, what? Perish too. See, it's not just repentance. Yes, if you don't repent, you'll likewise perish. But if you don't repent, but if you do repent, but you have no relationship with Father, with God himself, then you will likewise perish too. Because see, it's not a religious aspect, like I told Mr. Tim today at work. It's not a religious aspect. It's the fact that we are in relationship. It's like with your wife or your girlfriend. You're in what? A relationship with them. You're not just in something that is, you know, like a religion or like a clique. You're not in a clique with your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend. You're in a relationship. And that's the key. The key to this aspect is that relationship. You can repent till you're blue in the face. You can tell God you're sorry all day long. And you can still likewise perish if you do not have relationship. Sorry, thank you, hon.
You're welcome.
So you can likewise perish if you do not have that relationship. And that's the key, is the relationship aspect. Repenting is phenomenal. You must repent or you'll likewise perish. Okay? Number two, hating sin is great and you must hate sin. But if you hate sin and you repent every day, but you do not have relationship. See, you can repent and hate sin out of because you have to. I used to go to church because I have to. Not because I wanted to. There is a difference. And let me give an example. You can hate sin because God says it's wrong. Or you can hate sin because it breaks your heart that you dishonored God. That's the difference. Think about it. There is a, I hate sin because God says it's sin. Or I hate sin because it breaks my heart every time I sin. It breaks my heart that I hurt God. There is where the difference is. The difference is that doing it out of religion or relationship. Hating sin because God says it is, or hating sin because it hurts you, it breaks your heart, to break God's heart, to break God's heart. And that in itself right there is also the aspect of relationship. Because when you're in a relationship with God and you love God with all your whole heart, your whole soul, and your whole might and mind, guess what? You're going to naturally hate sin, and it's going to break your heart that God's heart was broken. So all that will come naturally. See, if you live a life of relationship, okay, I understand the first thing I said is we must repent. Okay, I understand that. The second thing I said that we must do is, we must what? We must hate sin. The third thing I said, we must what? Have a relationship with God, right? We must, and my third comment says, we must finally love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. So, if you think of it, it's actually a backwards idea that I put on paper. I should have put, we should be in relationship with God first. Because you know what? If you're in relationship with God first and you love God, guess what? All this other stuff, the hating sin, the repentance, will come naturally if you're in that relationship with God. If you're not, you're going, I don't need to repent. That's not that bad. I'm okay right now. No, if you are in relationship with God, and you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but you're in that relationship with God, guess what? Loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and repentance comes naturally. It comes automatic with that relationship. You ever heard the old saying that when you buy a product, it says battery's not included? Well, that's not happening with God. when you're in that relationship, repentance and hating sin are what included. It comes naturally. It comes straight naturally to you because you're in relationship. If you're in religion, it won't come naturally to you. You might, you know, repent because you have to and ask for forgiveness because you have to and all these different things because you, what, have to. But when you're in relationship, it comes naturally. So I should have put relationship, repent, and hate sin. But I put it this way because the aspect of what we need to do is we need to what? Repent. We need to repent first, and then we need to hate sin, and then we need to be in that relationship. We need to love God with our heart, soul, and mind. But if you think about it, it could go both ways, but we need to be in relationship. Once we're in that relationship with God, that's when all of this other stuff comes naturally. The Bible says, seek ye first God and his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto you. So when you seek God, his kingdom, his righteousness, that means the repentance, that means the hating of sin will come naturally, will come be added unto you. And then you won't be doing it out of because I have to. Rather, you're doing it out of because I love God that much. And God's speaking to me right now. God's speaking to my heart too. Because you know what? I fail God every day. I do. And it breaks my heart that I fail God every day. But you know what? I'm still in that relationship. And that's good. And that covers everything. Love covers the multitude of sins. So if you love God, and in turn God will love you, that covers all of that sin that you've committed from day one to now. And if you don't know about that, you can come back. You can actually be forgiven of your sins if you don't know that. All you got to do is love God. Let's pray real quick. I feel led to pray the sinner's prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are here and that you are doing what you want us to do in our ministry here at TGIF and God Forever Ministries. And Lord, I hear a chaplain saying out there, I hear that I need to be in relationship, Lord. I hear that I need to be in relationship with you. And Lord, I want that relationship. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I ask you to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, as Bill Gaither once said. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be safe and I want to be whole. I thank, Lord, that you sent your son to die on that cross, that I might be free from the burden of sins. And that, Lord, that you loved me that much because I love you. That you loved me that much that even though, Lord, at first I didn't love you, that you still want to forgive me from all that wrong I do. Because the Bible says, Lord, why do you crucify me afresh? Even though, Lord, I crucify you over and over and over again, that you still love me. The Bible says, Lord, that in the womb, before I was even thought of, you knew me. And you knew the plans that were for my future. So I thank you, Lord, that you forgive me of my sins. I ask you to cleanse me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Boom, boom, boom. Amen. Boom, boom, boom. Amen. 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 That's it. You are a believer now. If you have said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. If you said that prayer again, congratulations. You are a believer and a returning believer. So let me know in the comments below on YouTube or wherever you hear this podcast at, wherever podcasts are available. Also call us at 1-302-448-8443. Again, that's 1-302-448-TGIF or at communitycloud222@gmail.com. Again, it's communitycloud222@gmail.com. And let us know that you prayed it for the first time, or you prayed it again. And we'd love to help you take your next steps in God. Because that's not it, though. That's not every single thing that makes you a believer. Praying that prayer gives you fire insurance. Okay? As long as you live a good life, you study the Word, and you do what God wants you to do, that gives you fire insurance. Now, the next step is to what? Go out and do what the Bible says, preach the gospel to all creatures. We're not going to get into that message again. But we will talk about that more. But there's more to it than just saying a prayer and then you're over and done. Because you know what? You can say that prayer till you're blue in the face and really mean it. And then all of a sudden you could slip up, go back into sin, and commit all this sin and then end up dying and still go to hell even though you prayed that prayer and meant it at that point. Why? Because you need to do more than just pray the prayer. You need to pray the prayer and then you need to continue on your next steps in God and what God wants you to do. We'll get into that more later on in one of the episodes. But, see, you're there. You're a Christian. Now your next goal is to do what God wants you to do. And to do know what God wants you to do, pray about it. Say, God, now that I'm a Christian and a believer, what do you want me to do for you? And sometimes it's hard. Believe me, telling people that I used to be gay is one of the hardest things that I do. Every single time. Why? Because then I think to myself, well, what is he going to think? What is she going to think? And it's not that anymore, but it is that. It's not that they're going to. And if they do, they do. God will have my back. But it's just the way my carnal mind thinks. So, but it's that relationship aspect that we need to be in for the repentance and the hating of sin to flow naturally. So, as I was getting in here, we finally need to love God with our heart, soul, and mind. If we can't love God with our heart, soul, and mind, how much more can God love us? So, in order for us to be a true Christian or to know that we are a true Christian, we must first repent. Second, hate sin. Again, I got hate with 3 exclamation points and 2 periods. I'm going to put parentheses around that completely, because that's a big thing, is we need to hate sin. And 3, we need to love God with all our hearts, with all our soul, and with all our mind. We need to be in relationship, not religion. So that is our message for today, guys. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that as much as I did. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed listening to me talk it. Even though I prepared it yesterday, I thoroughly enjoyed hearing me give that word to you guys. So we are going to actually do this like we were going to do to begin with, because my wife brought Duke back upstairs because he had to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry if you heard him whining a little bit, but that was our buddy Duke, and he's great. He's a fun, fabulous little guy. We love him. One thing I want to say is you should see him when he's sticking his head out the car window when it's nice and sunny out. He gets the wind blowing in his fur. Or should I say his fur blowing in the wind. And as it's doing that, he's feeling that wind. He tries to eat that and go, he's never going to eat it. Or one of the greatest things that he loves to do is while he's sticking his head out the window, watching cars go by, his head goes whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And his head moves back and forth trying to capture the cars, which he's never going to capture them at all. But they're whizzing by so fast, but he doesn't know that. He's still a puppy. He's our little guy. We've been potty training him. There's a lot of good stuff we're doing, and he's learning how to lay down. There's a lot of great things. We even got little paw buttons that he pushes outside. And one of them says, love you, and all that great stuff. So, hey, we're teaching him some stuff. So, with that being said, guys, that was our message for today. Let's get into one of my favorite songs. And this song I picked out was perfect for the message because the three things that we talked about was what? Repent. In order for us to be a true Christian or know that we're a true Christian is to repent, to hate sin, and to have a relationship with God. So, to sum that all up in one song, Here is one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite artists, and it is entitled Born Again by none other than pastor, evangelist, and my guest on the show, Dudley Smith. Enjoy Born Again.
Let me tell you about the Comforter.
Been Praise God. Praise God.
deliverance here tonight. I feel the delivering power of God here tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Woo!
There you go, guys. See how that song tied into everything in the message completely? That was Born Again, but none other than Pastor Evangelist Dudley Smith. And yes, as he says in his song, you must be what? Born again. In order for you to live a good, godly life and to know you're a true Christian, you must be born again. It's that important. The Bible would not emphasize that point if it wasn't absolutely a must. So, that was Born Again by none other than Pastor Evangelist and my guest on the show, Dudley Smith. We got three more songs to play. We're going to play two, we're going to pray, we're going to play the last one. So, let's get into our next song. It's All Day and All Night by my guest and friend on the show, the Light Warrior. Enjoy All Day and All Night.
All day. Gabriel came to the prophet Daniel to bring the answer to his prayer.
The answer to
that man of God felt better when he saw the warrior angel there.
Gabriel was there.
All day, all night, they were watching over Daniel and they're watching over me. All day, all night. Angels watching over me. An angel came to Peter to open his prison cell that night.
You said him.
He told that saint to rise up and walk out and go and make things right.
Preach the gospel.
They were watching. They were watching. Watching over Peter and they're watching over me.
They're watching over me.
The Lord's angel came to Joseph in his dream. His warning, it was clear.
Herod's after
take
you.
Mary and the Christ child and get on out of here.
You're going to Egypt now.
All day, all night, they were watching over Joseph and his family. All day, all night, angels are watching over me. Jesus was full of sorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Full of sorrow.
His angel strengthened him before he went to the cross and spoke to him of his victory
over death and the devil.
All day, all night, they were watching.
watching over Jesus and they're watching over me all day, all night. Angels watching over me all day, all night. Angels watching over you and me all day, all night. Angels watching over you and me. Angels watching over you and me. They're watching over you and me. They're watching. They're watching. Watching over me.
Watching over.
They're watching. They're watching. Watching over me. They're watching. They're watching. Watching over me.
Watching over.
They're watching. They're watching. Watching over me. Watching over you and me.
There you go, guys. That was All Day and All Night by my friend and guest on the show, The Light Wearer. Let's get into our last song before we pray, and then we'll pray. Sorry about that. This is created by none other than Dr. Tom Ray. Enjoy Created.
Lord,
There you go, guys. That, once again, was created by none other than Dr. Tom Ray himself. My worship leader for over 19 years. Excuse me. I should say my worship leader and friend for over 19 years. See, he's not just my worship leader, but he's been my friend for over 19 years. So with that being said, guys, let's get into our prayer for this evening's show. And then we will play our last song. So, Lord, we humbly come back before you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you are God and God alone, that you, Lord, are having your way in this ministry, Lord, and that you, Lord, are conducting what you want to conduct with this ministry, not what we want to happen, Lord, but what you want to happen. Because, Lord, it's not all about us, but it's all about you. So we thank you, Lord, that you are blessing everyone at the sound of my voice, that not be what selfish, not one of those I have to have it just because, but I need it to complete a task, to get to point A, to get to point B, whatever it is that you want it for, Lord, you give it to them, as long as it not be what selfish. And Lord, I ask you to heal them from the tops of their heads to the soles of their feet, from cancer, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. Heal my mom's arm that's not frozen no more. Heal my sister's heart that's not bad no more. And heal them, Lord, from diseases that contract themselves through sin. Yes, HIV, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, why? Because when you heal them, Lord, it shows your mercy, it shows your power, and it shows your grace. I'm reminded of a scripture that says you came through the door. It doesn't say you opened the door. It says you came right straight through the door because you're all spirit at that moment. And you said, Thomas, look at my hands. Thrust your finger in my side and see that I'm God. What did Thomas do? He got on his knees, hands and knees, and said, truly, you are the Son of God. And what did you say, Lord? Blessed are those who have seen and believed. But it doesn't stop there. It says, blessed are those who have not seen yet still believe. So show them now, Lord. So when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say, I have to see it to believe it. Because your word again, Lord, says you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So show them now, Lord, so when they come back needing absolutely anything, they won't have to say, I have to see it to believe it. Because your word again, Lord, says you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's all in the matchless name of Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen, ba-doom, boom, boom, amen, boom, 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 amen, amen, amen. That does, guys, conclude our prayer for today. Let's get into our last song, and our last song of this show is one by a friend of mine for over 16 years, and it's entitled, I'll Be There For You by none other than Dr. Prophet Larry O'Rell. Enjoy, I'll Be There For You.
Shadow by your side, I'll be with you right or wrong. You'll stumble and you'll fall, but you can always lean on me. I'll be there to see you through. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you when your dreams seem far away, even in the darkest night, you can face the world unafraid if you'll close your eyes. You matter what you're going through, I'll be there for you. Here today, here tomorrow, through the joy, laughter and sorrow, you're in my heart, we're kindred souls. If you could read my mind, you'd know I'll be there for you, one who comes to your rescue. I'm the one you'll never lose. I'll be there for you, no matter what you're going through, I'll be there for you.
There you go, guys. That was I'll Be There For You by none other than Dr. Prophet and my friend for over 16 years, Dr. Prophet Larry O'Rell. Well, guys, hold on just for a second. That does conclude our show for today. Two things to remind you of. Well, first off, download that app. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL, available in the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoide Market. Again, available in the Google Play Store, the Amazon App Store, and the Aptoide Market. It's called Podcast Portal, spelled PODCAST space PORTAL. And you can do all these wonderful things straight from the app. Also, ask your Alexa device, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and she'll say, welcome to, or welcome back to Podcast Portal, where you can listen to this very show straight from your Alexa devices. We also got that skill for video Alexa devices as well. Again, say, Alexa, open Podcast Portal, and she'll say, welcome to, or welcome back to Podcast Portal. And that does, guys, conclude our show for today. As always, this is TGIF reminding you to, 1, trust in the Lord in all your ways, 2, lean not to your own understandings, and 3, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Thank you, and good night.